Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Welcome back. 17th of the hour. Thanks for sitting with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John Murphy's our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, CEO and co-founder of Switch and Shift, author of The Optimistic Workplace. We're talking about helping people take the time off that they need to take off. Sean, one of the things I wanted to mention and get your thoughts on is a technical reason to encourage people to take vacations. You need to make sure that anybody that's having anything to do with your assets, whether it be the warehouse person, the warehouse manager, or but certainly your accountant, your accounting people, certainly, you know, accounts receivable, accounts payable, anybody that has anything to connect to your assets, you've got to require them to take at least a full week off where they leave and they don't come back for at least a week. Because otherwise, you know, one of the big red flags is the accountant that goes for years without taking a vacation.
Yeah.
You've seen that happen before, right? And they come to find out, and then they get sick and they go to the hospital, and all of a sudden you figure out that they've been stealing from you.
Right.
And they wouldn't dare leave because the only way they could steal from you was to spin a lot of plates.
Right. And stopping would make visible whatever they were trying to hide.
That's right. That's
very
right.
Very quickly.
Yep. And that's how people find out. And again, oftentimes it doesn't happen because the person decided to take a vacation. It happened because they got sick or something. And so that's one thing. Is there technical reasons for sending people home, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And I think that's an important, you know, I think the point that you're making and that I'm making is, hey, as business owners, we've got to monitor a lot of different elements of our business. And in terms of the financial piece, giving people that time away, yes, you want to make sure that you're preventing any type of embezzlement or stealing of money. But the other piece, too, is assuming that that's not happening is that it's the employee's well-being, because you need the whole person there, right? It's hard to get business done when somebody is chronically sick or suffering from, you know, depression or anxiety or burning themselves out. It's hard to grow the business when you don't have everybody full capabilities on the team. And I think that's what we're learning quite a bit, you know, over this past decade around
Absolutely.
Americans' proclivity to want to just work.
Well, and it's been kind of required in some ways. I mean, it's been kind of maybe an unspoken partnership. As you know, we've just come through what's essentially a lost decade in terms of the economy. And the companies that have survived have done that by learning how to pay their bills with the business that they had, and with the people, with the payroll that they could barely afford, which oftentimes meant that if we laid somebody off, somebody quit and we didn't replace them, that didn't mean that their work didn't still need to be done. It just meant that somebody else was going to have to take up that slack. So it was a combination of the employer, the founder, the owner, and one or two of the employees. Maybe two of the employees would have to work an extra hour a day just to share some of those jobs. That's how a lot of companies have survived since 2008. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, that chief everything officer, right? If the floors need to be swept, I'm sweeping the floors. If I have to make a critical decision, I'm going to make the critical decision. But yeah, with tough times, you just buckle down and do what needs to be done. And I think that's a great sign of a great leader who's not afraid to say, hey, I can do that too.
Right. No, absolutely. What are some other things we need to look for?
So another thing that, if you're not convinced right now that chronically working 11 hours a day isn't, if you're not convinced that that's a bad thing, I think there's another way to explain this that might help you recognize that there's a need for you and your employees to take time off. And, one of my favorite small businesses is in Utah. They're called Bamboo HR. And what they have is what's called an anti-workaholic policy. And it goes something like this, that if you work 40 hours or more a week, you could be terminated.
Huh.
Now, what's interesting about this is on the surface, it sounds like it's a very kind of cheeky way of saying, hey, you've got 40 hours. If you can't get your work done in 40 hours, then something is getting in your way, and we need to figure out what that is. But the real, when I talk to the founders, the real reason for this anti-workaholic policy is that they have seen and experienced firsthand when their employees go home, spend time with their families, spend time with their kids, spend time pursuing something other than work, they come back to work more capable of doing deeper levels of work than if somebody's just dragging their butts in mm-hmm. after another 11, 12-hour day mm-hmm. and repeatedly doing that.
And so over time, over a year or two, by measure, kind of sort of keeping up, having that policy in place and measuring it, they were able to see more performance of the company.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, Sean, I need your website, please.
Switchandshift.com.
The book is called The Optimistic Workplace. We come back, I'm going to ask Sean to talk to us about recognizing some rules for recognizing employees. We'll do that right after the break. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's Robert Cray to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.